We're talking with Luke Ostenfeld, the executive director of the Sherman Lake YMCA camp, where Olivet student teachers will be spending some time in the future. Luke, could you briefly describe the integrated education program and why you think it's important to combine character education with academic education?
Mm-hmm. Well, you just kind of described it. The integrated education is the belief that kids need to be both smart and good. And to do that, we believe that kids of strong character have a much better chance of being successful academically. So we have integrated the four principles, universal principles of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility into our curriculum to help kids do better in school.
Okay, and through your program, thousands of school children come to Sherman Lake for half a week or a week at a time with their teachers. What outcomes do you see in children who attend your program, and how do you know those carry over into their classrooms?
Well, the outcomes, we've had probably somewhere in the vicinity of 20 to 25,000 children come through the program since its inception in 1999. We have about 40 different schools from the area that bring their kids out from either a 2.5 to 5 day experience. A lot of the evidence of the outcomes and how the children do better back into the school is anecdotal, but it's also, we've done some surveys both with the teachers and the students, self-reported on the impact back in the school culture. Now, some of the impact that is easier to measure, easiest to measure, is behavioral. When the kids come out and if they are taught to have respect for each other by, it's one of these pillars of youth development where you have a caring role model, a role model that actually really cares about the kids, teaching the kids respect for each other and respect for the world around them. And then we teach them how to be leaders and how to facilitate community back in the classroom, so they create this safe learning culture and environment that fosters success. One school came back and they were getting student behaviors back to the office like 5 a week. And when they came back from a 2.5 day experience here, they went without one behavioral referral to the office for over 3 months. 100% of the teachers that come here say they take the principles of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility as kind of classroom strength-based guidelines back into the classroom, and that it's paid off wonderfully.
So let me go on here then. Mm-hmm. You have found this to be... You have gotten positive reports from current teachers about the program, so now your idea is why not let student teachers in on this before they're even in their first classrooms. So talk about how student teachers would actually benefit from spending time at Sherman Lake.
Well, over the last 10-12 years, we found a phenomenon that happened that our summer camp counselors, et cetera, that were in education would come back to us later and say, you know, the best educational training that they ever had was the 9 weeks or so they spent in the cabin with kids out at Sherman Lake, because they developed all of those kinds of soft skills that are hard to teach in an academic setting, like how to build relationships with kids and how to do conflict resolution, etc. And so we decided to do this pilot program with all of that, where we thought maybe student teachers would really benefit from this as part of their student teaching training. So we have these 5 interns that tried it as a pilot program in fall 2006. And to the person, they said it was the most valuable teacher training that they had throughout their whole educational experience. And today, a really exciting development is that because of this, it was so successful that the Olivet College is requiring all of their student teachers now to spend, a 9-week period out here at Sherman Lake YMCA as counselors in the integrated education program as part of their student teacher training.
And for student teachers who wonder what would that be like, what would a typical day be like for a student teacher at Sherman Lake?
Well, A typical day, we have groups that come every 2.5 days or every week. And so if you can imagine the first day of school for student teacher, where the class comes in and they get to meet these kids and try to develop a rapport and community with them on that first day, they get to repeat that process sometimes almost 15 times instead of just one time that they would get in their student teaching experience. So a typical day, you know, the kids get off the bus and they meet their classroom or their cabin group in this case. They take them, they learn each other's names, they build community, they set their classroom rules and behavior, and then they teach them activities experientially. And they use a process that we use where they plan together with the kids the activity, and they do it, and then they review it together. And so they are always constantly reinforcing the value system or the value package with the activities that the kids are engaged in. And the result is that they learn how to manage behavior and conflict and treat kids as individuals and not as labels. And they just really develop this rapport with the students and how to communicate with them. And that happens every day. They run through, you know, a variety of classes, but then they also spend the night in the cabins. So it's a 7x24 situation for them, and by the time they get done, they know whether or not they want to work the rest of their life, you know, in education, or at least their career, start their career in education, where they like kids and how they do with kids. And they learn a lot of strength-based approaches to youth development.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, Olivet agrees with you on that. Are you going to contact other colleges and universities about expanding your student-teacher program?
We decided that we would start locally, and we are in conversation with Western Michigan right now. Western Michigan is a larger university, and there's a little bit more process involved, but we're hopeful that Western Michigan will name us as a cluster site soon, and we can begin to engage our long-term partner schools in their student-teacher training as well.
Well, Luke, thank you very much for talking to us.